Ches Cheshvan, Wednesday the 9th of November, Rabbi Eli Bishela, Achila Be'erev Shabbos.
I don't want to disappoint anybody, but in spite of me being an American, I am not going to comment on any of the most recent developments.
Did you vote?
What?
You know it's Christmas.
Yes. But what we'll talk about is Shabbos, and we're in anticipation of the big Shabbos, of Shabbos Project, etc., UK. And our halachas of Shabbos that already begin Erev Shabbos. And that's what I want to touch on. The Mishnah in Arbe Psochim begins with the halacha that Erev Psochim, Arbe Psochim, Samuch Lamincha, Lo Yoichal Odom, Ad Shetechshach. That a person on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach, I'm sorry, from Mincha time and onwards, Samuch Lamincha, he's not allowed to eat until the night time. That's the way the Mishnah begins. And the Mishnah concludes with the Chiyuv of Dalet Koisis on Pesach. And it finishes afilu and lo yifchasu le'me'arba koisus shal yayin afilu min atanchui. If there's some time, we'll address that as well. This week's parsha has the Brisbane Absorim, which is also apropos to Yitzis Mitzrayim and so on.
Yeah.
Now the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara asks the question, why are you telling me, Allah, that Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat? You're telling me, Allah, that Erev Pesach from Mincha Lamayl or Samuch Lamincha you're not allowed to eat? We know there's a shit in the Tanoim that says that you're not allowed to eat any Erev Yom Tov and any Erev Shabbos. So my Erev Sochit, why are you telling me that in Dafkel Agabe Pesach? The Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara wants to give is that Erev Pesach is an earlier Zman, Samuch L'mincha, not only Mincha, but Samuch L'mincha. So there's a half an hour difference there. And maybe we'll get to that. But another answer the Gemara says, no, our mission is Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi is mechulik on the din of Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat. He doesn't hold to that. He holds Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, you are allowed to eat. You can eat to your heart's desire. Dafke Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat. Why? Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah. Mishum Chiyuva de Matzah, Erev Pesach is the exception to the rule. And it seems from the Gemara, and most of Shoenim understand the Gemara this way, that that's the Maskana. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef. So we have a Stam Mishnah Kerev Yoisi, and that's why the halacha is there's no Isser to Mitzul Limnoya from eating an Erev Shabbos, but it's not an Isser in the same way as we have an Isser Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is an exception, because Erev Pesach there's Chiyuva de Matzah, that's Loshna Gemara. Filu Rev Yoisi, Loi Tzlicha Elo Rev Yoisi, Do Amar Oichel Bo Eilich Ad Shetech Shach on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, you can eat until nighttime. Hani Mili Barbe Shabbos Yom Yomim Toivim. Avol be'erev ha'pesach mishum chiyuva de matzah moide that there's an issa. The question is, what do you mean mishum chiyuva de matzah? Ein echinami on the night of Pesach, there's a chiyuva be'erev toichlu matzahs, but there's also a chiyuv to be ma'aneges ha'shabes ba'achilo v'shtiyo u'bepas. So chiyuva de matzah, there's a chiyuva of pas every Friday night. If we're choishish, that eating on Erev Pesach is going to undermine, is going to interfere with the mitzvah of achilas matzah at night, we should be choishes for the same thing, legabe achilas pas, every Friday night. Oyneg Shabbos. In Divrei Nevi'im, we know we have to be ma'anigit be'achilo and be'pas. So this is the question. What does the words mean, mishum chiyuva de matzah? Which seems to suggest that other Yomim Tovim and Shabbos says there is no Chiv. But we know there is. So this question is asked by the Rabbeinu David over here in Sochim. And he gives a teretz. And I want to just expound on his teretz. The teretz that he gives is that it's choluk the Chiv of Achilas Matzah from the Chiv of a regular Suda Shabbos Yom Tov midin oinik. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll get to Teovin soon. The din of achilas matzo is a chiyuv of be'erev toichlu matzah. You have to eat matzah. the din of achilas suda Shabbos is a din that you have to be misaneg al yidei achila. You have to be misaneg al yidei achila. How are you manganeg? Mangeu b'achila mishtiyah. Lo yitzuyah, someone for whatever reason is in a matzav where the achila mishtiyah is not ma'anegim. It's not ma'anegim. You don't get anything from achila in this state. For example, the typical example of someone who had a bad cholim and he's very concerned and he has no appetite to eat, and adrabe, the only way he can reconcile, he can calm his nerves about the cholim, nafshi aguma alof, is only if he'll be mis'aneh, because that's going to put him at ease, that's the antidote to the cholim. So then he's allowed to fast. He needs a kapara for it, but he's allowed to fast. Because for him it's not an oinik to eat. So the achila is a chetimtze to be mis'aneh, as opposed to an objective chiyuv of achila. Says the Rabbeinu David, what's going to happen if someone's going to eat so much on Erev Shabbos, he'll come at night, and he won't be able to eat through the Shabbos. So for him, it won't be an oinik to eat through the Shabbos. For him, it won't be an oinik to eat through the Shabbos. And if that's the case, so be it. He won't be in violation of oinik. If you have the ability to be mis'anik ba'achilo, and you fail to do that, so you're not mekayim mitzvah of oinik. But if for you, there is no oinik in the achilo, so then you don't have that ability to be mekayim the mitzvahs oinik ba'achilo. And you're not even mechuyiv. It's not only that you're an oinus or something. You don't even have that skill. Moshe l'ma'a dover doyme, if a person has a beggar of dalet kamfis, right? If a person is on an island and he doesn't have tefillin, and he sends off the tefillin in the post, and now he doesn't have tefillin, he claims I'm an oinus. So adrabi, he's mevatel himself from doing a mitzvah. It's an avla, he's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to do that. You have a chiyuv to have tefillin. How did you give away the tefillin? You shouldn't have done that. You're a pesheya. You're mevatel mitzvah biyadayim. But if someone has a beged with dalet kamfis and he cuts off one of the corners, or if someone has a bais that's mechuyev mezuzah and he sells his house, or he removes the doors, he doesn't want to have any mezuzahs anymore, any doorposts anymore, and he creates a chetimtze whereby there's no longer a chiyuv mezuzah in this house, or there's no longer a chiyuv tzitzis on this beged. So he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't mevatel mitzvah. He was machiyatzme. He wriggled himself out from a circumstance that would otherwise have required a mitzvah, but now under the new conditions, there's no requirement for the mitzvah. Says Rabbeinu David, this is shat in Rabbi Yossi, in Pesachim Daf Tzadik Tes, that shar Shabbos is in Yamim Toivim, you're allowed to eat. Because even if you eat so much that you won't be able to eat at night, so you won't be able to eat, and therefore you won't have the chiyuv to eat, and that's not a problem. But achilas matzah b'leil Pesach is b'erev toichlu matzah, it's not subjective. It doesn't change. So you have to make sure that you're able to eat, and if you do an action that's going to cause you to not be able to eat, then that you're not allowed to do. And that's what Rabbi Yossi says, mishum b'erev Pesach, mishum chiyuv the matzah, Rabbi Yossi is moed. That's the Rabbeinu David. Only question we have to ask ourselves, yeah, is what will be the shita of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there's a chiyuv every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, what will he hold? Why will he say that on a regular Erev Shabbos you're not allowed to eat? Reb Yossi, we just understood, we were just told. Rabbi Yossi holds that eating on Erev Shabbos is not being mevatel a mitzvah, it's just creating a circumstance in which you won't have the mitzvah. You won't have the obligation, you won't have the ability, you won't have the means, it won't be an oinik for you. And that you're allowed to do, says Rabbi Yossi. But what's going to be from you? Now it's interesting to point out, before we go any further, that the problem of eating on Erev Pesach, what exactly, how is it going to interfere with Be'erev Toichlu Matzis? Why can't you do both? You can eat on Erev Pesach. Many people eat in the afternoon after Mincha time, and then they eat at night as well. Why can't you do both? Why is this going to undermine that? Why is it going to interfere with that? Why is it a stira? There's chiyuv of the matzah. Fine, I'll eat now and I'll eat then. Oh, so there's two shittas in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu David, The Ran says that you're going to reach a point where you may actually end up in a situation where eating the matzah at night will be considered an achila gasa. and achila gasa is not considered an achila. And he brings the Gemara that with regards to truma, if somebody eats a truma achila gasa, then he's a mazik, but he's not even an achila truma. It's not considered achila. Al pitoira achila doesn't mean just putting something down your throat and having it digested through in your system. Achila means that you're benefiting from the food, that you're enjoying it to some degree, that it's giving you a teyelis. If it's an achila gasa where you're forcing it down your throat, it's not considered an achila al pitoira. Harav Reb Yitzchok Zilberstein in his forum, you know, he's the master of Heichatimtzis, right? On every page he has 30 different stories that fit into the Gemara, how you can apply the Gemara. In one of his stories he says something, which I'm sure he doesn't mean Lamaisa. I found it a bit of a shock when I read it. He doesn't mean it Lamaisa. But he presents the situation where somebody told him that he has to meet someone. I shouldn't even repeat it. If anybody would even consider it for a moment Lamaisa, I wouldn't say it. I'm just saying it because it fits in here. That somebody says he has a business meeting and it's very important and he can't ignore it and it's in a non-kosher restaurant and you give him food, then what should he do? So in the absence of any other option, he says what you should do is you should stuff yourself with so much food that when you come there, if you're going to have to put something down your mouth, it should be achila. Gasa won't be considered an achila. He's saying it in theory. He's saying it in theory because al pisoid, never mind whether you're an oivra or an achila or not achila, that's not the issue. Ingesting anything non-kosher is metamtim, etc., etc. But the point is that if you're looking purely mathematically, it's not considered an achila. So the Ram says, right here on the Mishnah, that the chash is that he's going to end up eating the matzah, but after he's so full, that it won't be considered an achila. And he won't be mekayim mitzvah achilas matzah, and his brach will be a brach lebatola. And the Ram says it's a Gemara later on, which says so. The Rashbam over here on the page says something different. He says, you will eat it in a state that will not be considered achila gasa. We're not worried that you're going to be so full that you won't be able to eat. No one's going to eat that much. That's not our concern. That's not why Chazal made the gzeir. Chazal made the gzeir because even though you're going to eat it, and it will be considered an achila, and you'll be mekayim the mitzvah, and it won't be a brach lebatala, but there's a kiyum behidur. Mishum hidur mitzvah. When you eat something and you're very full, even if it's not an achila gasa, it's not the ideal way of eating. It's a less muhudardika act of eating. Whereas when you eat something, when you're being filled with that, and you've been empty, and you have an appetite, and so on. Says the Rashbam, k'dei she'echa matzas mitzvah l'te'ovoy, mishum hidur mitzvah. Mishum hidur mitzvah, k'dei she'echa matzas mitzvah l'te'ovoy. So it's a different pshat. The problem with the Rashbam is, since when do Chazal make a gzeida for hidur mitzvah? You know, if you have two pairs of tefillin and you buy the less muhudidika one, you're doing the mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is there's a kium every time you have in a mitzvah. But who says that you have to be geizer, that they shouldn't be? Where do we find such a thing? So one of the ways of understanding this Rashbam is an important distinction. And that is, there may not be a chiyuv per se to pursue every hidur of a mitzvah. But if you have a mitzvah muhudir in front of you, if you're engaged with the mitzvah that is already, the default is a state of hidur, and you're going via daim and you're removing the hidur, that you're not allowed to do. Do you follow? If you have muhudur to go make it unmuhudur, or you have an esrik, maybe an esrik is a bad example, but if you can make it less muhudur and it remains a kosher esrik, to go do so via daim, to cause it should become less muhudur, that you're not allowed to do, that's an isur. So now if a person sits, wakes up Erev Pesach, if he takes no action between now and tonight, or between midday, or between Nana Mincha and on, what's going to end up? His achila, the default achila at night, will be an achila on an empty stomach, which is achila of b'teyavim, which is achila which is muhudr. You're going and you're eating a meal now, so you're causing, you're downgrading the kiyum that's going to happen later. You're making it oif muhudr, that you're not allowed to do. Yeah? But what's interesting here is, that with regards to matzah, you're not even allowed to bring it down from a hidur state to a less hidur state. That's Rashbam. With regards to achilas pas b'leil Shabbos v'yontif, you're allowed to bring yourself to a point where you won't eat it at all. Because matzah is a chiyuv on every person, you must eat matzah. It's a mitzvah. Whereas the other leil yontif and Shabbos is just a mitzvah of oineg, and you're not downgrading the mitzvah. You're just creating a scenario within which you won't be included in the chiyuv to begin with. It's like cutting off the corner of a dalet kafis, which you're allowed to do. You're allowed to do. Every frack that you buy in the shop has a corner that was surrounded. Because you're allowed to do that. You're not mechuyif to have a Beit Gadolut Kafas. Rabbi David seems to say that you're allowed to put yourself in a state where the oineg won't apply to you, and therefore you won't have to be ma'anik ba'achila b'shtiyah.
So Shabbos, can I eat chocolate instead of bread if I like chocolate better?
Yeah. Once is already chal achila b'oineg, so you have to be ma'anik, the way Chazal said so.
I get more oineg from chocolate. Can I say I don't?
Good question. Know. Good question. If your oineg is befeidish, not from fish, should you have chocolate instead of fish based on the Shabbos? Yeah, okay. Einachanami. So that's, yeah. But what we're discussing is something else. We're discussing putting yourself in a state where you're not going to have the oineg. So once there's already chal, Shabbos comes in. What?
Like that, you're being bashed by oineg, by putting yourself in a state of not.
You're creating a matzav where for you, this maisa is not going to be ma'anig you. So if it's not ma'anig you, then you don't have to do it. When?
You're meant to have oineg.
Yeah, but because it's subjective, says that I'm being a David, I don't have it in front of me here. Therefore, you're creating a matzav where for you, there's not mangeru b'achila b'shtiyah, because that's not the way you're misanig right now. So it's like you don't have an ability to be ma'anig b'achila b'shtiyah.
According to you, if the tailor makes the kapota l'chatchila with a rounded corner, that's okay. But if he made it with a square corner, you wouldn't be allowed to round it.
You would be allowed to round it. That's the difference. Because when it comes to b'achilas matzah, it says b'erev teichlu matzahs, every person has to eat matzahs on Leil Pesach. When it comes to a dalet kafes to beged, if you have a dalet kafes beged, you chayiv. So you're creating a matzav. You no longer have a dalet kafes beged. That's it. What did you do? You changed your circumstances to a place where you no longer have the chiyuv to begin with. You are mevatel a mitzvah. You are mafkir yourself from a matzav in which the mitzvah is in effect.
You're yourself in a matzav where you haven't got oineg. That you shouldn't do. You're meant to have oineg.
You're meant to be ma'anek Shabbos. That's what you meant to be ma'anik Shabbos. The normal way of being ma'anik Shabbos is through achila. You created a matzav where for you achila is no longer a means of giving you oinik. So then that you don't have a chiyuv to do it in that way. Rabbi Isai, the question we have though is what's Rabbi Yehuda going to hold? What's Rabbi Yehuda going to hold? So the Rabbi David says, and maybe it's similar to what you're saying, Rabbi David says Rabbi Yehuda holds im because you're not allowed to do it. You're not allowed to, you have to ideally be in a place where you're going to have oinik through achila dafka. You're not allowed to cause yourself to not have oinik through achila. But the question would be why? And what I want to share with you is the Rambam. The Rambam says something which is very beautiful, and it fits very nicely in the words of the Gemara. The Rambam changes, doesn't change, but the Rambam presents this din of not eating out of Shabbos slightly differently. He begins and says, "Arba dvarim nemru b'Shabbos: the zocher, shomer, and oinig and kovet, kovet and oinig." And he begins, "Ezo kovet, amru shemitzah la'adam liuchet panav yodav raglov b'chamim b'erev Shabbos," and so on. Mikovet haShabbos, you have to be yoshev b'kovet roish miyachel la'kvolas pnei haShabbos. You have to wait for Shabbos. You have to wait and accept Shabbos. K'moy sheyoytz likas haMelech. And then comes Halacha Dal, Perek Lamed Halacha Dal. Also, likvoya sudo mishta be'erev Shabbos mipnei. What's the next two words? Kovoy da Shabbos. Mia kovoy da Shabbos sheyimna odo min amincha ulamaylo mikvoya sudo kedei sheyikoneis leShabbos kishu misav lechol. The Rambam learns that the Isser Achilo that Rabbi Yossi is addressing, or that Rabbi Yehuda holds of Erev Shabbos, is not a din because you're going to eat the Suda Shaloi Ba'oin. Let's imagine you're a person with tremendous appetite. Let's even imagine that when you eat one meal, it brings you to a greater appetite in the next meal. You know, they say a joke, the Satma Rav. Some local Rav came to his tish on a Friday night, and he sat down on the head table, and he fell asleep during the tish, and it was a bit embarrassing. So when he woke up, he says, "No, little shishi. You know, little shishi, many people are awake the entire night, little shishi." So the Satmar Rav is reported to have said under his breath, he says, "Yeah, no, one sleep brings another sleep," he said. "Little shishi, you slept, now you're right to sleeping." But the point is, sometimes when you eat, it could cause you a greater appetite. The Gemara says, for example, drinking wine is migra gori, it brings you a greater appetite. So let's assume, for argument's sake, that a person eats a meal, and it's not going to be gereya from his oineg and his achila b'tayoven. Lefi the Rambam, he'll still have an iser to do so. The iser is not that you're going to eat the suda at night with less appetite, with less oinig, or without any oinig. The problem is that it's not respectful when a guest is coming to eat before he shows up. It's not mechubit, it's not mikavet haShabbos. The guest is coming and you're having a meal before he comes. Delay the meal for when the guest is going to be here. Sit and be miyachal for the guest and then you'll have it. Mikavet haShabbos yimnatz, mate, you shouldn't eat until you kanes leShabbos kishu taiva. That's not subjective. That doesn't make a difference how it's going to affect you. That's an objective truth. You're not allowed to eat because that will detract from the covet of Shabbos at night. So Lefi Zeh, we understand Reb Yehuda very well. We understand Reb Yehuda very well. Reb Yehuda is saying, Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat because you're going to be gereya from the covet of Shabbos. That in itself is a problem. Reb Yossi could hold, perhaps, like the Rabbeinu David says, that it's a din in oinek Shabbos. And if it's a din in oinek Shabbos, so it's possible that if the oinek won't apply to you, you're not considered to have been mevatel a mitzvah. Only achilas matzah, which is objective for everyone, is a bitul if you're not going to eat it b'teoven or you're not going to eat it in a proper achilo. Mashen kin sudah Shabbos is oinek, and if you don't have oinek, then you don't eat. Good question. Where is a chiyuv? Yeah. Good question. It's mechazni Shabbos Yom Tovim and Pesach. No, you're saying that the sikkus should also be like Pesach. Yeah.
So Erev Pesach, you've got two things. You've got the covered of Yom Tov, which demands that you shouldn't be sitting down and eating in the kvias,
yeah.
And the problem of teyavon.
Correct. But for whatever reason, Rabbi Yossi is not concerned with covered Shabbos. Either he holds that's not the sibah for the kvias. That's not why one shouldn't eat. And therefore, it's only for oinig, and oinig therefore is not a problem if you're going to be mafia. It's not a din in kavod Shabbos. Or he holds that we don't make a gzeda for kavod Shabbos. So be that as it may, Rabbi Yehuda will hold that it's a din in kavod Shabbos, and therefore it applies to everyone. And the Lashon HaGemara is very meduyik with this. The Lashon HaRashbam that we quoted earlier was sheyoichal matzah b'teyovim, that you should eat the matzah with teyovim. The Lashon of Lagabi Shabbos is, the Gemara in the Tzadik Testament base, Sheikoneis LaShabbos Keshehu Taiva. Sheikoneis LaShabbos Keshehu Taiva, which says it's about how you're entering Shabbos. It's not about how you're going to eat the Sudas Shabbos. It may be the case that you'll eat your Sudas Shabbos with perfect oinek. But the very fact that you're sitting down to eat a meal before Shabbos comes along is a violation of covered Shabbos. It's not giving the proper covered for Shabbos.
There seems to be a fashion in the Shiva world to eat Shabbos food on Thursday night. The restaurants are full of people eating shulam.
It's a minik. They don't want to be involved in the minik. The halachas begin Erev Shabbos from Mincha Lomailo. And the dinner to Yamel. Yeah, what we're discussing here is Erev Shabbos. You're saying it's not a kovet for Shabbos, machol that I'm yuchid.
It's a meal. You're talking about a meal, it's not a place.
Yeah. I don't recall if there's a lashon that says shelo yei macholcha. You have to have an upgrade in your achilo, but
it's not a meal.
Okay, Rabbi Isai. Okay, this would be another explanation for Rabbi Yehuda, and there's benefits from this pshat as well. For example, Gabi Achila Shabbos morning, we don't find that there's a gzera that you shouldn't eat things so that the Achila on Shabbos, the Shabbos morning suda should be b'teyavim. Right? If you go to a kiddush, there's no limit on what you're allowed to eat there before you come down to sit to your suda Shabbos. According to the Rambam, that's very good because there's no problem. We're not worried about the Achila of suda Shabbos. We're worried about the honor of Shabbos, which applies only when Shabbos is coming in. You have to be miachil for Shabbos' entry, which only applies to Erev Shabbos and so on. Okay, so I just want to finish with one thing. Like I mentioned, the parsha talks about the Bris Bein Absorim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. The last words of this Mishnah that we've quoted, the last halacha in the Mishnah, is the halacha of Abdalit Koisis. And the Mishnah says, Lo yivchasu lo yimarbe koisis shal yayin vafilu minat tamchui. Even minat tamchui. This is the mocker for the din that you have to have Dalit Koisis by Leila Seder. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Afilu minat tamchui. The Rashbam says something over here, which is vot lahalacha, which is unique and almost exclusive. Very few mitzvahs have this level of chiyuv. The Rashbam says, what should happen if a person doesn't have money for Dalit Koisis? What should happen if a person doesn't have money for dalat kaisis? He can't afford it. He's poor. He's destitute. Says the Rashbam, he has to find it b'kol koichei. And short of any other options, yilva he should borrow, or yimkor ksusoi, he should sell his garment. Yimkor ksusoi, he should sell his garment, or yaskir atzmoi, he should rent himself out for pay so that he can go and pay for dalat kaisis. And it's brought la'alacha. And the question is, where did the Rashbam find this din? Where does this din come from? Where does this din come from? We don't see such a thing in the Gemara. Yeah? The Rashbam goes on and brings a medrash that the Makar for Dalat Kaisis Matzina Bebreshish Rabba, Rabbuna B'Shem Rabba, Omar Keneged Abba, L'Shoini Ge'ula, Ha'amurim Begolos Mitzrayim, Ve'itzeisi, Ve'galti, Ve'lakachti, Ve'itzalti. So where does this din come from? Ein Echinami, the Gemara later says that Shabbos, that Pesach is contrasted. Dalat Kaisis are contrasted to Suda Shabbos, where we say, Asei Shabbat Tachoyel, Ve'alti Tzarech Labriyos. And over here, we say otherwise. Right? Even a poor person has to go and have dalat kaisis. And the Gemara says, Mishum Pirsumei Nisa. But Meicha Teisa, that you have to expend so much, you have to give away your garment. Normally, a mitzvah has a shir, a mitzvah saseh, how much you have to spend on a mitzvah saseh. Where would the Raman have taken this din that you have to sell your pair of shoes for dalat kaisis? So the chat is like this, Rabbi Yitzchak. The Mishnah says, "Lo'ifchasu lo'im arba koisis shayayim v'afilu min atamchoy." What do the words "afilu min atamchoy" mean? The words "afilu min atamchoy" lend themselves to various pirushim. It seems from some rishonim, maybe Tosis over here, that "afilu min atamchoy" is actually addressing the gaboy tzedaka. Gaboy tzedaka, which are normally limited into how much funds they can give for an individual person. If a person comes and says, "I want to have dessert. I don't only want to have mazon shtei sudas. I want to have extras. I want to have more." So the Gaboy Tzedaka not allowed to give him. The Tamcha is not allowed to give him. The Mishnah is saying that Dalat Kaisis is essential, it's critical, it's part of the Suda. You have to give him Dalat Kaisis just like you have to give him a piece of matzah. That's something he needs. Afilim and Atamcha. So Afilim and Atamcha is addressing the Balit Tzedaka, the Gaboy Tzedaka. The Rashbam will have learned otherwise. The Rashbam will have taished Afilim and Atamcha is addressing the type of Ani. Even an Ani who takes me in Atamcha. And the Rashbam says so, Kemat Befeirish. He said, Afilu Ani Shabanim. Who can't afford anything, who doesn't have mazon shtei sudas, and therefore he has to go to the tamchoy for the next meal, even he has to go find dalat kaisis. But the question is, how is he going to find dalat kaisis? Where is he going to get dalat kaisis from? Of them zot derashram, that's what it says in the Mishnah here. That's what it says in the Mishnah here. You have to have dalat kaisis, even if you're a tamchoy. If you're a tamchoy type of ani, how are you going to have it? Kol koichoy, find the eitzah. Biloiva, bimaskin, bimaychik susoy. The chiddush is that normally someone who doesn't have and is unable, who can't expend, who doesn't have a chaymish nechatah to spend on a mitzvah, and therefore potter, even a tamchui oni is also mechuyiv. The Mordechai brings another pshat, slightly different, where the chiyuv is slightly less, but a third taish in the words afilu mina tamchui, that it means even a person who, as a result of buying the dalit kaisis, will end up having to come on to being mina tamchui. So he has stay sudis bifonov. Now he doesn't want to end up on a tamchui. He wants to be able to be an enemy of Yekapov. He has two sudis every time ahead of him. So for the dalat kaisis, he has to spend on the dalat kaisis. Afilu min atamchui, even if that will result in him having to rely on tamchui. But the Rashbam's pshat is that we're addressing someone who is such an oni that he needs to come on to the tamchui, and even he has to find means of getting dalat kaisis. Which leads to Yilva Atzma Yaskir and Yimkir Ksusui. Now the Rashbam brings this medrash. It's normally not the derech of the Rashbam to bring a medrash. And in fact, in the medrash itself, there's more than one reason for Dalit Kaisis. The Ram, for example, brings that the Dalit Kaisis correspond, the Dalit Kaisis shall tar'elo, that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to be Mashach on the Goyim, and that's why we say Shvoi Chamoscha. I think it could be said that the Rashbam is bringing this Medrash with precision. It's negaya to the pshat that the Rashbam just said. We said that Dalat Kaisis, the Gemara says, is distinct from Tarchei Shabbos, because Dalat Kaisis is Pirsumei Nisa. And therefore, since it's Pirsumei Nisa, we don't say the klal of Asei Shabbat Chachoyl. Pirsumei Nisa requires that you should go out and borrow b'kol koichei to get it. Says the Rashbam that the Medrash says that Dalat Kaisis are against v'yitzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'galti, v'lokachti. Lu Yitzuyir, it was just a takana for Pesumei Nisa that you should drink four kaisis. Then the fact that there are four doesn't increase the Pirsumanes. It's just a shir in how you should express the Pirsumanes. The fact that Chazal Kavei should be mafaris in the nest to having four koises. Says the Rashbam, each kois is giving a pirsum for another element of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Each kois is mefarsim another part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Sforner goes through what each one of these things are. So therefore, Dalit Koises is critical to the pirsum anes. You need dafke Dalit Koises for the pirsum anes. If you want to give a pirsum to all the stages of the nes. And that's why, for the sake of Dalit Koises, right? If you would have three koises, you would have to go out and be loiva and maskir, and even just for the fourth kois, because that's the way the nes is misparsim in the full way. Okay, Rabbi Isai, our Erev Shabbos, right? It's Erev, the big Shabbos, but we're also Erev, the ultimate big Shabbos, right? In terms of history, we are Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, and we just said you have to be miyachil, you have to make achona for Shabbos. There's a choiva to be mechin for the great Kabbalah Shabbos, which is going to inaugurate the new melech, Vaya Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz, and the headlines will be that, what?
Not Trump,
exactly. Okay.
Oh, yeah.